the community support we get is excellent, and it just keeps coming, and we're really proud of our community and what we can do for our kids.
Can you speak to the committee that helps put this thing on? I know they take great pride in it too.
Yeah, we've got four people on the committee. We've got myself and Matt Youngman, Tara Mayhew, and Katie Laleman, and we all got our own little jobs we do, so nobody has to do everything, and we try to make it run as smooth as possible.
Yeah, and give us the update on 2024. Where do we stand, and what can people expect next Friday night?
Well, the sale of our 31st sale will be July 12th at 6 o'clock in the Hog Barn. And I want to tell everybody we've got a new speaker system in there. There's been troubles with that in the past, and hopefully everybody will be able to hear better, you know, and the sale process is the same. We'll have floors on each species, and then when you bid on it, you'll pay the difference between the final sale price and the floor price.
And in terms of, it'll be a big night per usual because a lot of revenue has been generated for these youngsters already. What about kind of the numbers in the 31 years of this event?
I did some checking, and near as I can come up with, Jim, we've raised about $1.2 million in 30 years for the 4-H livestock producers, which I think is just excellent. We just need everybody to show up, you know, and then hopefully we have the best sale we've had ever. And I want to personally thank you and WRMJ for the support over the years, and hope it continues as usual.